Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome BTEC Smith and Steve Mex.
BTEC Smith and Steve Mex,
you are now entering the Mega Car.
The Mega Car.
Coming at you live from the brand new MegaCast Studios.
The MegaCast Studios.
It's BTEC Smith and Steve Meggs.
I don't know why it is so strange being in a different studio.
Everything feels weird. Everything sounds weird.
Yeah, and like we're looking at each other from a different angle.
Yeah.
Like the way this room's designed, I don't know what these chairs are doing here. I don't know where to put them.
Like you have a weird echo in your voice right now. Like,
all right. I thought it was just me.
Is it bouncing off the wall? Let me try something. Hold on 1 second.
Try this. Now try that.
Is that better? Is it still echoey?
It's still. How is it that we're in a radio station and the room is echoey?
Yeah, is it this room? Is it this mic? Is it me? Am I talking in echoes? Echoes?
Do you want to try the other microphone?
Yeah, sure. What the hell?
All right, let's try that one. This is how we flesh things out. Instead of actually worrying about it before we start the MegaCast, let's try and figure this out. All right.
I have no headphones, so I have no idea what's going on now.
You sound so much better on that one.
Do I? All right.
Yeah, you sound more crisp.
Oh, God. I don't know if my headphones are going to stretch over here.
Okay, let's see.
There we go. All right.
It's funny, right before we started, now I sound a little bit more normal.
Right? Yeah, so I guess whenever we have a guest, they're going to be in the echo chamber.
In the echo chamber.
Yeah.
Yeah, before we started, I was like, Steve, this might be a weird one for me. And he was like, all right. And then, it started with an echo.
Everything started weird. Yeah, we're broadcasting out of our sister station, Hot 103.7 Studios, because, Geek Nation has taken over the production rooms of the KSW production rooms. It's like they're broadcasting or podcasting almost every day.
Yeah.
And we wanted to start doing this on Wednesdays as opposed to Mondays. And so this is the only way we can make it happen. So if things sound a little bit weird, they sound weird for us as well. We'll get used to it. We'll all work together and make this happen.
Yeah, we'll get through it.
Yeah.
The MegaCast just doesn't have the clout of the geeks, of the nerds.
No. Nerds.
Nerds.
Just turned into Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds.
That's how I always say it.
Yeah.
And I don't really have a beef with nerds.
No.
It's really just with Rev.
Yeah, it's just to piss him off.
Yeah, it's like me and Mike Hawk. That's always our big joke. He'll be like, you know who's in there right now? I'll be like, nerds.
The damn lambdas, aren't they?
The tri-lambs?
The tri-lambs, that's
right. Yeah, I remember the sad parts of that movie.
Are we the Alpha Omegas?
Oh, yeah, let's be the Alpha Omegas.
Right, is it Alpha Omega? Alpha Betas.
Alpha Betas?
And then the Omega Moos were the chicks. Because it's right. Lambda, Lambda, Lambda. The Omega Moos. Remember that song?
No.
Oh!
Sorry, Steve, you lost me right there.
We might have to get 10 to the Revenge of the Nerd song. You don't remember like the big part where he's playing the din, 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 din.
Like at the end?
Yeah.
When they're doing the stage show?
Yeah.
And Lamar comes out. So I remember the scene, but I don't remember the lyrics.
Oh! I used to know the whole song. Kind of like that movie.
All right, so we'll set a date and we'll go watch that movie, Steve.
Sick.
Right.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about Pain in the Grass. I want to know why you're in a funk.
All right.
We also have our buddy Levi in from Lion Pride Music. Unfortunately, it's not in. He's not coming in for fun party stuff. It's some stuff that's hitting near and dear to his home and in turn to ours because of all the wildfires. His brother was one of the firefighters that was burned by the wildfires. He's still alive, but he's struggling. So,
jeez.
Yeah. So we'll have Levi on to talk about how we can help, how the Mega family can help out because he's a great guy. Has always done great things for us to make sure that we get to and from Spokane safely. And otherwise, he's just a good dude. So,
yeah, always a nice guy, too. So,
you know, why don't we get our push-ups out of the way?
All right.
Because we got to figure out how to work this in the studio because you're surrounded by chairs. Here, I'll move this chair.
All right.
All right. Now we got a little bit more room. We might butt heads on this one. Like physically butt heads, not like in like a argument way.
Yeah, I feel like we're just going to be staring at each other now doing push-ups, like eye contact.
All right. Let's
go. Guys doing push-ups. Did we ever do 10 at all on Sunday?
No.
No, we didn't, did we?
And you know, I feel bad because there was a Mega family member I was walking through the lawn and he hit me up. He's like, we're talking and we're hanging out. And he's like, hey man, we should get 10 right now. And there was a minute I was like, yeah. Then I started thinking about it. I'm like, there's a lot of like drunk people and there's pits going on. I don't really want to risk it. I was like, you know, maybe this isn't the right place to do it. Because we were right in the middle of the lawn. And I apologize to the Mega family for turning him down, but I just felt like this is a weird place to do it.
Plus, that lawn was more packed. We'll get there, but yeah. That was more people on the lawn than I've ever seen in my life.
It was insane.
Any show.
It was insane. Yeah. So let's get the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain
functioning.
I figure what better way to do getting 10 than to have a little music from a band that was at Pain in the Grass, and that would be...
Lamb of God?
Theory of a Dead Man.
Oh, nice!
All right, so let's get 10, Mega Family, and then maybe we can get things going properly.
Here we go, Ted. All right. One, two...
Good.
That did feel better.
That actually did help wake me up a little bit.
She climbs into the beach. She likes to pull my hair when I'm laying cheddar cheese.
Somebody gave me that lyric wrong once, and I was like, oh yeah, she's making cheddar cheese.
Of course, a bad girlfriend's gonna make you some cheddar cheese.
Man, we always interview Theory of a Dead Man.
Yeah.
Tyler is an attractive man.
Ladies love Tyler.
Oh, so much.
Any female that I talk to at Pain in the Grass, like 80% of them are like, have you met Tyler from Theory of a Dead Man? I'm like, well, I haven't met him today, but I've met him before. You met him before? I was like, yeah. Is he cool? Like, yeah, he is actually really nice.
He's a super nice guy.
Yeah.
That's what's so funny about it. It's like, he's a good looking dude. All the women like him or love him.
So he's a rock star.
Right, so you kind of want to not like him, but right. Then when you talk to him, like, he's just a down-to-earth kind of chill dude. You're like, all right.
He's super chill. Like, yeah. there's nothing extreme about him at all until he goes up on stage.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty awesome.
Dude, there was another band, forget the name of it, they weren't as big as Theory of a Dead Man, but their lead singer, same thing. Like, super nice guy, and he played, like, How the Hangover Balls or something back in the day for us. But I just remember, like, every time I'd post a picture or whatever, there'd be all kinds of girls. Like, how did you know him? Like, and I was like, Jesus. Like, I just met him backstage. He was a nice dude. We took a picture.
It's like all the lead singers, man. Like, even the lead singer of Like a Storm interviewed those guys. And they're, like, New Zealanders. So he's already got the accent. That already makes it like he's got the women right from that. He's got the sweet hair. It's all spiked up and looking cool. He's a handsome dude. And he's got good pipes.
Yeah.
He's got it going on.
Dude, we announced Like a Storm.
Yeah.
on the second century stage.
Yeah,
and I liked
that's
right
another century.
Another
stage.
Century. Sorry. God damn it! Right as we're like we announced him, we're coming down the ramp. I like he was just there, like fist pumping us, and I was like, all right, cool.
Those guys were a lot of fun. I did an interview with them, and it just went down a weird road of just we talk about hair. A lot of weird sexual innuendos that I might have started, and they just kind of picked the ball and just ran with. But they were funny dudes. Like, they were just good, lighthearted guys.
That's cool, man. Yeah, everybody was real chill on Sunday.
Oh, and everybody on the Another Century stage was just awesome. Like, all the bands, the people behind the scenes, it was so much less stressful than the main stage. And we do have to talk about the awkward ending of our night.
Yeah, 100%.
At some point. So, but why don't we get to this? Because, you know, I can't do a megacast without getting some motivational and inspirational words from my buddy, D. Ted Smith.
Ted Talks, starring D. Ted Smith.
Steve. The TED Talk this week is something very real in my life right now. That is fear.
Okay.
As I descend into the desert for a week next week.
Oh my God, that's next
Burning
week?
Man, that is. I leave Saturday.
Oh, wow.
I would be lying if I didn't say fear has been a part of it. Now, when fear affects you, there's many different things you can do. For me, I think the simplest things is you just got to stare it down. You got to take action. You know what I mean? I was starting to worry about this and that. So it's like, all right, last week I ordered a bunch of extra stuff and, you know,
extra just, like what? Like food?
Like, and... right. Like a crazy ass Yeti cooler so I could keep like actual cold beers in the desert.
Nice.
Like a light up jacket. Like just extra little things, like a couple of masks. I went out and bought this crazy jacket at a thrift store and stuff. But my point being is just like.
So all the essentials to survive, you know, a furry jacket, a light up jacket, and a cooler for your beer.
For my beer.
Right. I get it. No, I think, you know, anybody would do that when they're in survival mode.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, man, whether it's fear or joy, whatever the emotion is, man, like as your thoughts go, so goes the man, you know. So you just got to be, you know, just stay positive and, you know, face what's coming to you and go do it.
Put the best foot forward.
Yeah, man.
Best foot forward.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of times, you know, it can manifest in people's personal relationships or, you know, what have you. But, you know, I mean, you're married. I'm sure you know this.
Yeah.
If you got to go home and talk to your wife, if you go in there looking for a fight, you're probably going to find a fight.
Yes.
If you go in there just going, all right, I'm going to listen to her, see what she has to say, it probably works out a lot better.
My wife woke me up one day, not like actually like, hey, wake up. Like, but
get up, Steve.
Wake up. She woke me up like in a spiritual sense, I guess, because I was just in a bad mood for a while. And anything she would bring up that wasn't easy for me to digest, I would immediately get annoyed. And yeah, she just kind of pulled me a sense. She's like, I just feel like I annoy you all the time. And I'm like, no. And then I started thinking about it, and I'm like, gosh, I am exuding that. I don't mean it. I'm not trying to be that way. She's in the last person in the world that annoys me, but because she's on the front line of defense around me all the time, me being annoyed about whatever else it is in my life was kind of bleeding through anytime she wanted to talk about something that wasn't a simple conversation. So I have to remind myself now, like, I mean, I still battle it. I mean, there's still times where I'm like, I just want to just shut her down because I'm like, I'm not in the mood to talk. I just want to watch wrestling. But I'm realizing, is it really that important? Like, I have to weigh the options. Is what's on TV more important than what's going on in my world? And no, it's not. So, okay, Sting is making an appearance. That is cool. But I can always rewatch it. I need to focus on my wife because she's the most important thing in my world. Besides Lulu, of course.
Yeah.
And Ted.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Yeah, she's number three.
And like you're saying, like, everybody has bad times.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you can hear it in my voice right now. Like, I wrote these thoughts down. I know they're good thoughts. But even for me, I got to remind them. Like, I go through periods where I go, hey, man, you got to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you got to change some of the things about yourself. Because, you know, I've been working on that, you know, a lot in the last year and a half. But, you know, they're still going to have those times. You know, you're still human. You still have emotions.
And I spent a lot of time listening to this podcast because I drive a lot. I've been listening to Tim Ferriss, who's the guy, you know him.
4-Hour Body.
4-Hour Body, 4-Hour Work Week, all those. And then he also has a great podcast, writes great blogs. And he interviews a lot of interesting people. People who I don't even know who the F they are most of the time. But most recently, he interviewed, Robert Rodriguez, the director?
Okay.
Either Robert or Richard. I'm sorry if I get it wrong.
I think Robert.
I think it's Robert. And he also now runs that El Rey Network, and he's done stuff with Tarantino. I mean, he's done a lot of stuff. And I really enjoyed listening to the interview because it was about creativity and not letting fear get in the way of your creativity. And a lot of times when he's done past films, he liked working on a small budget because the small budget forced him not to be able to do the things that a big budget could, and made him and his crew be more creative to make the things that happen in the films more interesting, if that makes sense.
That's pretty cool.
I'm not even done listening to the whole podcast. It's like a 2-hour long interview, but I'm about 40 minutes into it, and I just kept listening. I'm like, whoa, that's right. And he keeps I'm just going off base of what you're talking about now, because I'm just now going down this rabbit hole of Robert Rodriguez. But he keeps a journal every day, and I'm starting to think about doing that myself.
Dude, I try, but I'm just not good at it.
Do you write it on a piece of paper, or you write?
Oh no, I have a journal.
Okay, so you're not typing it?
No.
Okay, he's typing them.
And
I was like, well, that's interesting. And then he brings up a point that he's typing them because he will go back and reference things. So, like, if his family is like, hey, we want to go camping, and he's like, oh, let me go back into my Word file, search camping. Oh, we did that 5 years ago. Remember when we talked about this? We talked about that. And they're all like, oh, maybe we don't need to go camping now. We just relived it. It was kind of funny to hear. But the reason why he's doing that is that he says in life, you think you're going to remember so many great things that happened to you, but you're not. It's just over time. We've had so many great memories. More often than not, I don't even remember most of them. And it's not because maybe we were a little induced by alcohol, but, you know, we don't remember them. It would be great to keep a record of these things for not incriminating purposes, but just like, oh, yeah, that was pretty awesome that 5 years ago we went to Tacoma and we did this, and this is what happened. I totally forgot about that awesome story.
Yeah. And you're right. Some of them, I mean, they're just, you just forget about them.
Right. And some of them are great memories, but we forget.
Yeah. I'm always shocked, too. Sometimes I'll meet a listener and be like, remember we were doing this? And it's like, oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Yes.
I completely forgot about that.
I had a guy just the other day, speaking of wildfires, he just emailed me and said he's going in with his crew to go help fight the fires, part of the National Guard. And he's hoping I could pray for him and bring him, maybe, you know, think about him when I'm at church and all that kind of stuff. But he mentioned, hey, you probably don't remember me, but, and I'm like, my first instinct is, you're right, I won't remember you because my memory's just been overloaded. But it was, I met him at the Seahawks rally parade for the Super Bowl, and we talked about hockey, and I do remember that. And I was so pumped. I'm like, I remember you.
Nice.
It was pretty awesome. So, sorry, I just completely went down a whole different road.
No. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, so when we come back...
Boom, segment done.
Segment is done, and when we get back, we're going to get a little serious on the Megacast. Sometimes we talk about some serious stuff, but we're talking with one of our favorite people, and that's Levi Lyon from Lyon Pride Music. His brother, unfortunately, is one of the casualties of what's happening in the wildfires. He's severely burned. Stuff. It's awful, and we're going to talk to Levi about that, and whatever else we wind up talking with Levi. He's always a great guy to talk to, but like I mentioned, it's going to get a little bit serious, but I think it's important because it's hitting home for many people what's going on in Eastern Washington.
Yeah.
All right. So when the Megacast returns, hopefully I hit the button right. We'll be back with Levi.
Kick the dust up. Come on.
Don't come on me.
Crap. Sorry.
That didn't sound right. I should go. The Megacast will be back. Kick it.
We go way out where there ain't nobody. Turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard, hit up in a photo, burning up a back row song. Pocket it with pile out, baby, watch your step now, better have your boots on. Kick the dust up, back it on up. Feel your cup up, that's what's up, up. Let's kick the dust up.
Have you been caught in the Ashley Madison hack? Afraid that you might be? Stop sweating bullets on your way home from work and log on to the new AshleyMadisonExcuse.com. Register today and get excuses like,
honey, I only did it to see if you were on there. I just missed you. You've been so distant lately. I love you.
I signed up as part of a research project for school. By the way, I went back to college.
Hey, baby, I thought it was a lingerie site. I was just trying to buy you something nice, that's all.
All we need is your email and credit card information on our 100% secure network.
Hey, at least I'm not Jared Fogle, okay?
That one'll definitely work. AshleyMadisonExcuse.com.
These guys will keep you cool for the summer, while keeping me hot and bothered. The Megacast is back.
We're cool for the summer.
Nothing wrong with a little Demi Lovato, huh?
I didn't know who that was. Yeah. But I kind of like that one.
That song's getting played massively on the WWE right now. It's like the theme song for SummerSlam.
I can never decide if that chick's hot or not.
Depends.
Like when she's all done up and she has like tattoos, she looks hot.
When she talks, she gets not hot though.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Well, yeah. Hey, welcome to the show. We got Levi Lyon. What's up, brother?
Hey, guys. I'm winded here. I'm catching my breath still. I was racing up the elevator and the stairs with a bunch of goodies for you guys.
Let's start with the fun stuff first.
Yeah.
What did you end up bringing us?
A bunch of cool swag from the Mad Dabbler Glass Company and Clear Choice Cannabis.
Oh, boy. Clear Choice Cannabis.
Yeah, these guys got golf towels.
That shop is awesome.
Clear Choice kind of, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Here, we make sure we get you on that microphone. That way you can tell us what's in the goodie bags, man. This is awesome.
Golf towels. They got the grinders here. Some of the Top Cut. Checked out these new beer mugs they got.
That's like a pitcher, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that is pretty damn
That's
awesome.
That's got to be a
Mad
beer.
Dabbler.
Yeah. Not like
it's like a Heisenberg looking. It looks like a stoned version of Heisenberg.
Yeah.
That's
That's awesome.
Not like a cannabis company bringing you something to drink out of, right?
Right? That's their competition, man.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And please tell the Mad Dabbler and, of course, all the fellows over at Clear Choice Cannabis. We love those guys. Those guys are always... We've had them on the Megacast before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talking about all the craziness. So we got to talk, though, about something like we mentioned right before we went to the break, that this is not going to be our usual lighthearted segment. But, you know, you're always a great guy to have on. And I saw your Facebook post yesterday, I think it was.
Yeah.
And, man... Like, this wildfire stuff has already been kind of devastating to read about and hear about, like, just as an outsider. But when you realize, oh, I'm 2 degrees of a separation away from it, from a good friend like yourself, and it's your brother that is a firefighter, and he's currently in the hospital because of all the burns that he received.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it hits home. I mean, holy smokes. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, it is. You don't realize, you hear about all these forest fires burning, and people losing their homes, and it's all over the news and media, and you just kind of ignore it. You know, you're doing the everyday life, and then all of a sudden, yeah, it hits home, and then you realize, holy smokes, you know, there's people are losing their property, losing their land. There's lots of really good people out there fighting these fires, right? That are risking their lives.
They're bringing people in from other countries now to help out in Australia, and it's.
Yeah. I will say this, like. I think for a lot of people, it's hard to fathom the destruction those fires have.
Right.
You know, if you've never been over to the east side or I don't know, even Alaska. I mean, there's a ton of the West right now that's burning with wildfires. And it's just, it's devastating.
You see it on TV. It doesn't, it's almost like, I think we've been so desensitized because of movies and news. It's like, you see it, but you're like, oh, okay, this is a bummer. But when you hear that people's houses are just going down in flames and people are watching their houses going down in flames. But I mean, and your brother, how long ago did he go over there to help fight these fires?
Yeah, he's been over there for a few weeks. But of course, last Wednesday was the Twisp fire. That's where he was. He was over fighting fires in Twisp, which is kind of like north, kind of central Washington, over by Lake Chelan over there.
Uh-huh.
And so kind of north central Washington. So they were over there. People's homes are getting burned up over there, right? I mean, I was getting pictures of some friends that are growing over there, right? And they're like, our grows are going to go down.
Goodness. And the birds are really stoned now.
Oh
my gosh, man. I didn't think about that.
Doing that. The story I got is that, they're over there digging trenches, right? They're trying to control these burns. And the winds come through, and all of a sudden, in a matter of just an instant, the flames reverse the other way, right? They're coming up the wrong hill, the hill that they're on. And so my brother, three of my brother's friends, he was the only survivor out of the three. So big love and big ups to the families over there that didn't get to keep their siblings and the brothers.
Those are the ones that were in the news that when you mentioned Twisp, that was the three firefighters that passed.
Yep, exactly.
And so your brother was the other one that was in the news about, because, you know, they were talking about the one guy that was severely burned.
Yep, and that's my brother. So third degree burn, 60% of his body.
Wow.
Been up at ICU up there at Harborview, but some of the best care in the world up there at Harborview.
When did you find out? Was it through the news or was it through...
Wednesday evening. My sister in Utah actually saw the clip, knew my brother was up there, and called my parents before my parents even knew. The Forest Service had tried to call my brother, they tried to, reach out to my family, to my parents, and they, got a voicemail. And so my sister actually called my parents and said, hey, I think that's Daniel up there, right? And some of his buddies, so.
Have you had a chance? Because I know that you mentioned in your Facebook post that you're not able to visit him inside the hospital right now because of the burns. Have you had a chance to talk?
You go there for family support, right?
Yeah.
You're up there just to support the family, just hugs and try to keep positive, really, more than anything, right? Keep everyone's spirits high and whatnot, because the positivity is what gets you through the heartache and whatnot. And
absolutely.
So, yeah, the severity of his burns, it's the risk of infection and stuff. I know they're covering with there's tons of methods, the pig skin, and there's all these methods that you can do to help keep the burns from getting worse, right? And try to heal the skin that's going to rejuvenate and whatnot.
And I'm guessing that's why, like, you can't go in and visit him and stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Risk of infection.
Wow.
Exactly. And that's just crazy to me. You're sitting there fighting the fire, the wind changes, and there's just nowhere to go.
Yeah.
You know, and I hear like when we get these emails from listeners that say they're going over there, and you just think, okay, well, we'll talk to you when you get back. I mean, you just don't know. I mean, it's such a scary thing. I mean, and obviously you guys are now, I mean, my heart goes out to you and your family. I'll be praying and thinking about you guys until, well, for a very long time, but I hope that we keep getting, I mean, has it been promising news? Like what's...
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the doctors are saying that he's responding. He's able to do like write letters, yes or no. They, you know, they have like, you know, anytime you go to the hospital, if you're able to move your hand to like Y or yeah. N for no, right? So he's able to do at least some small motor functions like that. You know, as they as he's in and out of you know, they're drugging him up essentially because of the deep right. pain and whatnot.
Yikes!
So there are some small motor skills there. He's, you know, right. he's able to respond to, and so they say he's going to make it. He's going to do good, and
he's
going to fully recover. So,
wow. Thank God, man.
Of course, just keep the infection down. We can't have any visitors up there right now, which hurts, man. Because I want to see him. I want to be there to physically support him. And,
right,
and
sure.
Just only be there just to support the family right now. And
yeah, especially like mom. Weeks. I mean, that's got to be the toughest. You know, just.
Yep.
And the other guys, you have the shirt in front of us. It's I'm probably going to butcher the last name of Tom, but it's Tom Zibzewski, 20 years old, Andrew Zajac, 26, and Richard Wheeler, 31, were the firefighters that that passed because of what happened with the wildfires in Twisp. And Daniel Lyons, your brother. And on for people that want to find out, I know I put it up on my Facebook. KSW's put it up on our Facebook. BJ's on his. It's also on the Lion Pride music page. If you want to help out and donate, I know I have, and BJ has as well. If anybody has a couple extra bucks, if not, at least read the story and think positive things. Like you said, positivity really does help get us through a lot of these awful situations, whether it be somebody who's struggling or somebody who's passed. I think that energy does kind of, it's contagious.
100%. Man, Levi, I feel so. Man, I just feel bad.
Yeah.
That's a tough story.
Yeah, it's really tough.
Yeah.
So they're doing a big benefit over there, and it's Wenatchee, I believe, for the families that lost their members of their family and whatnot. So okay. So same thing. We'll post up all that up on the pages. And,
please do, because we'll share it.
I'll make sure to get it up on mine too, in the men's room one.
Yep, and the Milton Police Department's doing a big thing down, I think, at Hagen's down in Milton here on Friday.
Is he a firefighter for Milton, or
he was actually getting ready to go into the police. He was going to be a policeman, so he was just killing some time, putting in some extra hours with the fire department.
Was he a volunteer?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was putting in some hours with the U.S. Forest Service, and so he was actually on his last couple days. They were getting ready to send some of the crews home, and then of course the fires just got worse. And then,
gosh,
so yeah, it's just tough.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I only hope no words. I mean, there really aren't any.
Like
all the emails, we've gotten thousands of emails and responses. It's comforting knowing that there you got a lot of friends and family out there. So just keep the emails coming in, and
yeah,
appreciate everyone's support. Thank you guys all for helping so much. So.
It helps. Even simple comments saying people are thinking about you. I know when, like, you know, I've lost people. We're talking like, it's, obviously we haven't lost Daniel, but you know what I mean. Like when you go through tragedy, and you know that people are caring and they reach out to you. It feels good.
Yep.
Man.
Yep.
Well, you know we love you.
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
I know.
Like I'm sorry. I wish I had something better to say. I'm just like, wow, it's heavy.
It's super heavy, man.
Yeah. And I mean, your brother, talking about being a public servant, about to be a cop, just says, hey, I got some extra time. I'll go help.
Yeah.
You know, that. I mean, that's part of the story, too, with guys and women like that, man, that selflessness to go help.
Yeah. It's a different level, man. Like
that kind of puts in perspective that first stuff I was talking about and being worried about stupid S in my life.
Right, you right. know? I think we dwell on such little things, and then these are those moments that make you realize isn't the big picture. Like we're worrying about some stupid stuff in life. Like this is what's bothering us when there's other things in this world that are way more. I mean, from the news that happened today with the reporters that were shot. I mean, that's another thing that I still can't wrap my head around. That just that unbelievable. It's been a weird day, man.
Yeah, it definitely has. And I don't, you know. You hear these stories and stuff, but I mean, obviously, Levi, you know it all too well now, and being a friend of yours, just sitting here, just I don't know, it just hits you.
Yeah. And hopefully people are out there, however you can help, whether it be helping out Daniel and your family, or helping out with, like, if someone that you know that's close to you, or Red Cross, whatever it may be. I mean, there's a lot of help that needs to happen. And I know on KSW.com, we have some information about the wildfires and where you could donate. Like I said, also on our Facebook pages and everywhere else on my blog today, I posted your post. So if anybody has any, whatever it is, if you can help out even with just a few bucks, just you can find all the information on our website.
Yep, and just turn it into a positive. That's what we're looking to do, right? You know, just put some positive time and energy towards doing some good things for some good people. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And you're definitely one of those good people. That's why, you know, we have nothing but love for you. Yes, I know. That's what I said. I'm like, I love having Levi on, but this is definitely not the same,
right,
the usual thing. Like, usually we'd be like, let's talk about Hemfest. Let's talk about what's going on with Lion Pride. I mean, obviously you had a crazy time at Hemfest because of the rain.
We did survive the Hemfest Festival. Friday.
For those that don't know, Levi is one of the main guys behind booking all the bands.
Booking all the bands down there. We had a ton of cancellations on Friday. It was thunderbolts of lightning. Very, very frightening down at the park, dude.
It hadn't rained or anything.
Forever.
And then Friday night of Hempfest, the skies opened up. There was thunderstorms. I mean, it was insane.
I was like, we've had great weather.
Yeah.
Like, way too soon. And then all of a sudden, oh, man.
So we recovered on, we dried out on Saturday, started to kind of unthaw from all the rain and dry out. And then Sunday was one of those typical record-breaking Sunday, super nice. Yeah, all the girls were wearing the pasties, you know, yes. And we definitely threw it down. The smoke clouds are rolling off the downtown city park there for Hempfest.
I know, and Sunday. I ran into you at Pain in the Grass.
Pain in the Grass is awesome.
I felt terrible because I talked to Levi before. I'm like, hey, man, I got a pair of passes for the barbecue backstage for you because I want to make sure that you could get back there. It'd be great to see you.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't until, like, thankfully I ran into you, so I was able to give them to you. But he texted me just text me when you get there. The cell service was, without a doubt, the worst cell service I've ever experienced in my life. I might as well not have had a cell phone on Sunday. And I got your text at like 6 p.m. that said, we're here, even though I already saw you, already gave you the passes. And I'm like, man, I'm sorry. I just got your thing. I had no way to contact anybody.
When the show started, Aaron Jones and The Way are on the stage. Yeah. Me and Steve are sitting side stage, right?
Yeah.
And Steve goes, oh, you need this list? I'll text it to you. I didn't get it till I got home or something. Like, it never showed up, basically. Like, after like an hour, I was like, I'm just going to go get my own list because, like, this isn't coming through.
No, there was no way. I was like, thank God my wife didn't come. No, that didn't sound right. I would never say that. Thank goodness she did not arrive and she was not there, because usually it would be, hey, I got to work till about 6-ish. I'll text you when I'm done and I'll meet up with you.
It wouldn't have been no meeting up.
I texted her when I got there. That text never went through until like 6 p.m. So for like five or six hours, like, she hadn't heard from me. And then I finally sent a text, at least in her world, from her perspective, that said, just got here.
At six.
Right. So she's like, it took you 6-7 hours or whatever, 5 or 6 hours to get the Pain in the Grass. I'm like, no, there was no cell service. I'm really sorry. And she's like, no, I figured as much. Because, you know, she's been, I mean, White River's always had suspect cell service. It was just way worse on Sunday because it was a sold out show.
17,000 people.
Yeah.
It's also funny, like, the big tours always pick up somebody that kind of runs their tour.
Yeah.
So I forget his name. But he's working with Slipknot, right? So he comes out and, like, he's like, this is the walkthrough. And I was like, yeah. And he just kind of looks at me. He's like, Ted, right? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, hey, man. Like, I'm working with Slipknot. And then he's like, you seen Levi? And I was like, yeah, actually, I just saw him. Like, he's somewhere floating around back here.
Yeah, you know, the White River Amphitheater does this really good.
Yeah.
Besides the cell phone service and, of course, the drive out of there, right? I mean, that's always a headache. But I love that venue, though.
Me too, man. I love
that theater. It's close for everybody. It's kind of people from Seattle and Tacoma. And it's put in a good spot, a good location for everybody in the surrounding area to show up.
I agree. And then with the second stage, that was a nice touch as well.
Yeah.
Any favorite memories from Pain in the Grass for you?
It was pre- pretty much babysitting my crew. I had a bunch of drunk. I had 50 people on our party buses, and of course they were drinking the whole way there. So I turned into a pretty much the grown-up babysitter for that. But I had fun at the backstage with 3 Days Grace. That was pretty cool.
Nice, nice. Yeah, yeah. For those that, I mean, we've talked about Levi getting the donkeys to and fro, Spokane safely, but that's something that you do on top of all the music promotion is also you have a couple, you have 3 party buses.
Yep, yep.
And so did you have the school bus one?
Yeah, we had the big school bus
and
one.
You had to watch out. Oh my goodness gracious.
50 people on our buses, yeah. So, and then they'd been drinking by the time they showed up, right? So it's just, yeah.
People got to go on Facebook and like follow Lion Pride Music because sometimes I'll see you post something saying, hey, we're going into Seattle. Who wants to jump on the party bus? You know, what a great concept. Just say, I'll get you to where we're going and back. We're going to, wherever, somewhere in Fremont or somewhere here or somewhere there. Jump on the bus.
And just know however drunk you get, we'll take care of you. It's not my favorite, but you know what? We'll do it.
But you're not like you're not like those cab drivers that are like, get the hell out.
Right.
Dude, I mean, our hockey team is a great ringing endorsement. If you could put up with us knuckleheads, I think you could put up with anyone.
That's my favorite story. I mean, we're in this parking lot in Spokane just raging. And then, like, Levi, you were so nice, but you're like, dude, it's 4. You guys got to shut
turned
it down.
Turn down for what?
Yeah, like, turn down for sleep.
I was like, you're right, man. Like, Steve, we got to stop. Like, it might have been 3. Either way, no,
It was like 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it was late.
It felt like the sun might have been coming up, maybe.
It could have been. Well, I remember because I'm like, I'm pretend DJing. I got my phone on shuffle plugged into your stereo system, and I got headphones on that aren't plugged into anything other than my pocket. And I'm just like feeling it. People are bouncing, and then Ted and Levi come over. We're like, man, it's almost 4. I go, oh, shoot. Okay, let's shut it down and just stop the music.
I'm pretty sure it was like 2 hours. And you're like, I gotta pee, man.
That was the other one.
Yeah. It was like, oh, we've been in the parking lot for a couple hours already. He's like, I've been holding this whole time.
I thought we were driving the whole time. Because the place, our bus was so packed and it was bumping. So people were bouncing, like dancing. So I just felt like we were driving. Because, and plus I'm completely wasted. I can't even see straight. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going. And finally, you're like, we've been parked for 2 hours. I'm like, I'll be back. Just ran right outside and just peed in the lawn.
Good times.
I like that you still peed outside even though we were at our hotel.
Right. That was too far of a walk. The song was about to end. I got to pretend I'm DJing, Ted. Yeah, so if anyone wants interest, any information about the party buses, just go to your website, which is lionpridemusic.com.
Yep, that's it. And we got the phone app now, too, so you can download the Lion Pride Music phone app.
Oh, nice. Nope. And that's just on iTunes.
Got all of our concerts, all of our events coming up every time we're taking the buses out.
What do you got coming up right now?
Oh, gosh. We've got, of course, Kid Rock back at the White River Amphitheater. Bumbershoot's coming up.
Hell yeah.
Going out to Foo's?
Yeah, I think so. That'd be fun. That'd be a good one. It's like mid-September, I think.
September 12th, man. Yeah. I want to go to that show so bad.
I'm not going.
No?
It's a week after Burning Man.
Oh, I was like, Ted, okay, fine. You don't have to go. I didn't.
Did I say that aggressively?
It was like, I didn't have a chance to say, maybe we should go, Ted. You're like, I'm not going. I don't care what you want to do, Steve. I'm not going.
Steve? Positivity.
That's right. Stop acting that way, Ted.
It's getting negative in here.
It's your fault. Shooting down my ideas.
What else? Godsmack's coming back to town.
That's at Showair, right?
That's at Showair.
Then Five Finger Death Punch is over in Everett.
Ooh, that'll be good.
Plus, I mean, you do stuff, a lot of stuff hip-hop wise as well. I mean, we were talking how you made these goodie bags for Summer Jam for Cube.
Yeah.
And we were trying to make it happen for our station, but it just was so last minute that our promotions, they couldn't put it together in time.
Yeah.
But you got to talk about the goodie bags. How stoked were these hip-hop artists when you said, here's a goodie bag?
They were stoked. I mean, they're like, they're kind of like these ones. I mean, they got a little bit of everything in it. You know, Clear Choice hooked it up.
Yeah.
And so they their eyes lit up. They're like, we've never gotten a goodie bag like this before. And same thing with the White River Amphitheater. We just hooked them up for everybody, you know, so... So again, spread the green love and have some fun with it. So
spread the green love. I love it. Two people good. That's I think good. I feel like that's like that is the aura that you have always been about since I've known you. Is treating people good.
Yep, absolutely. We got the big tour coming up to Vegas. Vegas is having their second annual Hemp Fest down there. So we've got Tommy Chong's going to be down there for that. A big hip hop lineup. They always have a good hip hop lineup down there at the Vegas. That'll be the Vegas Convention Center. So Vegas is really going to let it loose.
Damn.
That's good for Nevada.
And anybody with a medical card from any other state in the U.S. can show up to Nevada in Vegas and go get their cannabis.
Yeah. Wow. I just read that yesterday.
Ted, I'm not going though.
Steve's not going.
Sorry, bad callback.
Yeah, I just read a bunch of stuff yesterday that Nevada kind of changed some of their laws, and they're trying to advance them more and more. But yeah, the fact that you can roll in with your out of state medical and buy is pretty great.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Levi, we appreciate you swinging by. Like I said, I wish it was always under better circumstances. But anything you need from us. You know, we got much love for you. Not just green love.
Yeah, that's right.
All color love. Yeah. Okay. Love of all colors. All right. We'll be back. I don't know where we're going. It's a good time to take a break.
Yeah.
A reset.
Love of all colors.
All right. The Mega Cast will return.
Oh, wow. This is heavy and hard. Just how I like my men. Ha. Ha. The Mega Cast will return.
For what? It's worth. It was over before it began. Blinded, your search. Go on, the guys all
out. Don't you wish there was a way you could connect with your closest friends and family while they were doubled over in pain on the bowl? Well, with the Productive Phone app, you can synchronize your sphincters, and with our patented stall-to-stall periscope feature, you can get each other through even the most intense contractions with HD quality live commode streaming. Our type and wipe technology is second to none. The Productive Phone app. When you're really ready to go, we'll make it a party.
These guys are young and crazy. The Mega Cast is back.
I want to sit out on the porch telling stories about my glory days when I'm pushing 80. How am I ever gonna get to be old and wise if I ain't ever young and crazy?
Oh, wait. B-Tech Smith is young and crazy. Not old. White. Steve. Ha-ha.
Young and crazy.
All right, Ted. Heavy, heavy episode today on the MegaCast.
Yeah.
It's hard to transition. I mean, I've got dumb stories, but I mean, it's hard to kind of go into a stupid story about a guy who doesn't leave a tip after hearing what Levi had to talk about. Just, I think we're all hearing some pretty heavy stuff in our lives. Like, it just seems like there's a weird aura right now going on.
Yeah, I mean, I had there was a girl that I used to be friends with that went to grade school with and stuff, and her mother just got buried on Monday.
Wow.
And that was like 3 months after her father had passed, and I want to say the grandmother died in between there. And right. Just right. So, and then there's a 17-year-old kid sitting in the men's room office when we took a little break there.
Right. We had to bring Levi down to go meet up with one of our salespeople.
Right. And the kids obviously got some disabilities and whatnot, and just kind of, I don't know, man. Like, I just... Like,
although there was an epic moment there because the kid's obviously a huge fan of the men's room.
Yeah.
And so I'm talking, I think that was his dad or his...
I think it's his brother.
Brother, okay. And so Ben's like, oh, yeah, I'm not sure if he's a fan of the men's room of the morning show. And the brother didn't know. So... You're the 17-year-old's in your office, and Ben's like, hey, man, are you a fan of the morning show? And he doesn't even turn around because he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And you just hear him go, no. And yeah. I'm like, all right. Me neither.
That was
yeah. Funny. It was funny.
Well, right. And he's going to give you an honest answer.
Right. I looked at Ben. I go, you already knew the answer. You were just setting me up for failure, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So then we came back in here, and it's like, look, it's the Mega Cast. I want to entertain the Mega family and make them laugh. But I don't know. Just what a weird morning. I mean, just getting hit with a real dose of reality. I almost feel like a little bitch for kind of right. Bitching earlier about being scared of like fun stuff I'm going to go do. It's different and outside my comfort zone. Right. Oh,
Ted's going to Burning Man. I get you. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Same every morning I wake up and I'm like, why am I in such a bad mood about whatever? And these are those moments in life where I think, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to wrap my head around these moments. I just know that maybe these moments are here to keep us grounded and keep things in perspective that, you know what? We're all getting all worked up over some stupid ass in life. And there are people out there dealing with some real S and still being able to put their best foot forward. And Levi, a great example of that. His brother's in the hospital, and the man is smiling. The man is trying to bring... He brought us gifts.
Unbelievable.
That the role should have been reversed. You know what I mean? Like, he's bringing us joy, and he's the one that... It's just... It really wakes you up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And it allows you to see what else is going on. And, yeah. I mean, for me, you know, I don't know, I'm going to be real personal here, but like, you know, I try to think of myself as a giving person and helping others and being cool with people. But then, you know, you see stuff like this and it's like, maybe I'm just more selfish than I even think. Cause I just worry about taking care of me or worried about some stress at work or this and that, you know? And it's like, man, it's work, you know, at the end of the day, like it's not, you know, and I mean that for everybody. Like, these are simple little stresses that I have, and Levi's brother sitting in the hospital getting skin grafts.
Right.
Because he was out there. Right. Because he was out there doing a real public service and trying to protect others.
That we just gloss over every day. You know what I mean? I think we could all at some point, and if you aren't one of those people, more power to you. I think you might be lying to us, but, you know, more often than not, we just see those stories in the news. It's like, oh, that's a bummer. And then we just keep moving on in our day. Like yesterday, my wife sent me a text and says, hey, should we donate some money to the wildfire stuff? And my initial reaction, and I'll be honest, my initial reaction was, what the hell? We got enough bills. We got enough problems. Like I got real selfish. And I was about to text her saying, I don't know if we have the cash right now. And we do. We don't need to save everything and put things aside and buy stupid S all the time. So thankfully, I had a moment of clarity, and this is before I knew even what was going on with Levi. I didn't find out until later on yesterday about this when I texted you to tell you he was going to swing by. And I finally was just like, yeah, actually, we should. You're the one that's thinking selflessly, and I'm the one that's being an idiot that wants to just worry about our own bank account. Yeah, send some money. Send as much as you think we should send. You look at my bank statements more than I do. And then after I already agreed to that, then I see what happened with Levi, and I'm like, well, I got to donate. He's like a brother to us. And so, you know, I mean, like those kind of things. I struggle with it as well. I sometimes worry that I like to think that I'm a very giving person, but maybe I'm not as much as I'd like to think I am.
Yeah.
It's a harsh reality, man.
It is. Yeah. And I mean, I know with our jobs, you know, on the radio and stuff, like, obviously we help people through some of their tough times too, but it's like, I don't know. Like, should I, you know.
But
like,
we help people by being just goofs. You know what
right.
I mean?
Like, and we it's help. So awesome. It's a mental release, but.
Yeah. It's like nice that the residual effect of what we do is positivity for other people.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like, there are other people doing things that actually are doing, consciously doing things for the good, you know?
Right. Exactly.
And it's not their job. It's like, this is just what they're, and it's crazy. It's, you know, it's a tough one to even kind of think about because, yeah, like I'm the same way. I go home and I'm like, this person pissed me off, or oh, I'm not getting the respect I deserve in this situation. And then I realize, right. What am I talking about, man? I got a good life.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do it all the time. I mean, for years I've been like, oh, I should go volunteer at this place or that place. But it's like, I don't want to get up on Saturday mornings. I like sleeping in.
Right.
And it's like, would it really be that hard to give up one Saturday morning a month and go do something?
Not at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That was just, I don't know. I just kind of, just listening to Levi and talking to that kid over there, I was like, just kind of felt like a jackass.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No, I hear you, man. You know? And how do I even phrase this, but without it sounding stupid and like, but I think the fact that you recognize that you feel like a jackass means that there's hope. You know what I mean?
I hope so.
Because I feel the same way. Like, I mean, I'm like, you know, I ran into someone at the Pain in the Grass, and she, after talking to her and her husband, I believe it was, she grabs me as he walked away and just looks me in the eye and goes, you're a genuinely nice person. And that was, without a doubt, the greatest compliment I've ever received from a listener. Like, it was
nice.
It felt great. But then it's like, then you start questioning, am I really? Or am I just putting up some kind of like facade? And it's like, why am I? I'm already self-destructing something that was nice, and I can't even just accept it as being a nice thing. Like, I'm already like, no, I'm not. I'm a bad person. So, I mean, dude, I think you're a great man. I think that the fact that you recognize that, you know, we can all improve and strive to be better human beings is that's what we all hope for, I think, you know? I mean,
yeah.
So long as you keep thinking, you know what, I could be better. and whether it be serious stuff like what we're internalizing right now or, you know, fun stuff, as long as we're always, I think you and I are very similar, that we're striving to be better person all the time.
Yeah.
And are we succeeding? I don't know.
No, and there's going to be slip-ups along that journey.
Yeah. I mean, I look back on some of the ways I've been over the years and some of the ways I've reacted. Maybe like a jerk of a listener has come up to me and I've put them in their place. And I look back on it now and I'm like, why did I get to that point? Like,
yeah,
they were drunk.
Yeah. I mean, right. There's instances like that. I mean, yeah. I don't know. You think about maybe some of the interactions with women.
It's don't even go there.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. What is happening to us right now, Ted?
I don't know.
Are we going to, should we call all of our past relationships and apologize?
No. Definitely not.
Not all of them deserve it.
Not all of them.
Some of them are bitches and they know it.
Yeah. I don't know. That was just a heavy morning.
Wasn't expecting it.
No. It just kind of caught me off guard.
And it all started this morning with for me, man, that story freaked me the F out. The former newscaster that decided to...
Jesus, yeah.
Like, when our show ended, we got more information. It was so weird because it was like we're in the middle of a topic this morning about... I'll play the audio for you. Just here's a moment of levity. So yesterday, you know, I'm screwing with Vicky because, you know, she's just sitting there knee deep in whatever she's doing. She looks serious. So I'm like, I'm going to film her and get her natural reaction when I blow ass.
All right.
And I filmed it and I put it up on Twitter and this is what it sounded like.
You'll be on the Blazing Cross Nation.
So we played this morning and we were talking about the way
that's a nice reaction to getting farted on.
I was like, that I'm used to my wife getting mad.
Yeah. I would have been mad, Steve.
Right. I waited for BJ to leave. I knew that was a smart move on my part. But yeah, yesterday we were on a walk around our neighborhood and I kept farting. My wife kept getting more and more mad at me. I'm like, it's either outside in the fresh air or it's inside our house.
Yeah, outside's better.
Right. So we're talking about that and we go into a topic of, you know, how do you screw with your coworkers? Which is not
normal.
It's a normal, lighthearted, fun topic. You know, everyone's got funny stories, right? One guy had a great story. I guess he works in some kind of a place, probably like a bedding place where there's pillows, and he hid in the bin of pillows, and when his coworker put another pillow in that bin, he reached his hand out and grabbed it.
Nice.
And it's like, that's funny.
Yeah.
But in lieu of what happened when more news came out about the fact that it was a former coworker, it's like, are you kidding me? The one day where we do a stupid topic about... You know,
something like this tragic happens.
There's an actual, like, if someone's just tuning in, they might even try and put two and two together and be like, those sons of bitches are trying to do a topic off of what happened. You know what I mean? Some people, like, one guy even wrote us. He goes, in lieu of what, like, is this really the right topic to do? And like, dude, do you really think we planned a topic?
No.
You know,
nobody would do that.
Right.
Dude, I remember years ago when I started in radio, there was a billboard in Baltimore, and this was only like a year after 9/11.
Yeah.
And some guy called in and goes, this plumbing company is insane. They have a billboard that says they're the 9/11 of plumbing. And it's like, I can guarantee you they're saying they're the emergency plumbers 911. Like,
right.
Yeah. Like, obviously, you guys would never plan a topic around a tragedy where somebody were yet more gun violence claims lives.
Like, I'll never forget when 9/11 happened that we were in the middle of going into a break, and I believe. My memory's fuzzy on this again. Maybe I should keep a journal going back to our earlier discussion. But the first song either we played or dropped, I think we played it because at the time we didn't know what the hell was going on, was Lenny Kravitz's Fly Away. And it's like, what is the... Dude, to this day, I tell people on our show, I go through our music every morning and I always make sure that Nirvana's either Rape Me or Polly is not the first song that is played when we finish doing a talk segment. Because there's been a few instances where like some kind of conversation happened about, you know, sexual abuse or rape or whatever. And that's the first song scheduled. And it's like, if you're not paying attention to it, because these things are scheduled for us ahead of time.
Right.
All of a sudden you're like, blah, 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 blah. Bill Cosby's in the news. Here's Nirvana's Rape Me. And you're like, God, we sound like asses.
Yeah, I've done it on the men's room.
Yeah.
Not even thinking about it, like a Tool song. And we were talking about a tsunami. And then, right, the first song is like, what's it, like, Let Him Swim?
Let Him Swim, yep.
Yeah, and it's, and people are like, oh, man, that's sick. And it's like, dude, trust me, I did not plan that.
Right, why would we?
Yeah.
Like, we're not that, like, you know, we question how good of people we are, but we're not bad people. You know? Yeah,
we're not the devil.
Like, I remember one story, man. It was one time, it was in the news, it was a local story of a guy who killed his wife and then I think killed himself. And the first song that we played was Jimi Hendrix's Hey Joe.
Jesus.
And it's like, you got, like, and the text are flying. How could you guys do this? And I, like, trying to write everybody back, but I can't keep up. I'm like, you, come on, guys. Like, we're not looking at the song sheet. Like, it's just, that's not.
Yeah, we're not evil.
Right, right. It's not like, hey, hurry up and get that Hey Joe song. It'll tie in perfectly to this tragedy of a story that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Things are weird, man. It's weird when those kind of things happen. But yeah, it's been a weird megacast.
Yeah, it has. And then I feel bad as it's like, oh, it's a super serious, heavy megacast. And I'm like, oh, and I'm gone for 2 weeks. So we're off.
Right. This is the last thing you get from us.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's going to be the last thing you get from me ever, Steve.
What if it was? No, no. Do we even do push-ups right now?
We have to.
We have to.
We have to end it the same official way.
Let's do it.
One last time, Steve.
I feel like this song isn't the right song. That we need something like Wind Beneath My Wings or something. Or We Will Rain. Oh, man. Well, we appreciate you guys listening. I hope you guys realize that this is just us being us, man.
Yeah, like, right. And I don't know. After that last segment, I was like, let's just talk and be real with people.
Right, because, I mean, I had all these stories, like a girl suing a porn company because she unknowingly gave her brother a certain sexual act through a glory hole.
We talked about that yesterday.
Okay.
Clearly false.
It has to be.
Yeah, 100%.
It has to be.
The details are just ridiculous. That she's suing him for $3 million and a Corvette.
And the brother's response to it all is ridiculous.
Right.
I'd do her if I was, as long as I could wear a blindfold. It's not a big deal. At the end of the day, a cat is a cat.
Yeah.
The person who tipped bad, the secrets to getting laid in under 10 text messages. I mean, these are all going to, Mike Epps got in trouble by flirting on Twitter, by his wife. Yeah, I mean, it just didn't feel right to do this.
Look, when
stories.
We come back in 2 weeks, we're going to talk some Burning Man, but not too much, because I don't want to annoy people. And everybody says they get annoyed by burners. And then number two
you
is
that guy.
What is so wrong with asking a girl to watch Netflix and chill? I can't believe that's like a whole internet thing now. Like, you can't do that. Like,
what?
Asking a girl over to chill has been a great line for generations.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore?
Apparently not.
Oh,
and it's like, look, I could straight up say, do you want to come over and have sex and then maybe eat some pizza?
Right.
But there's social things to go on. Just don't do it.
But those days are gone, man. Girls want it straightforward. They just want to know you want to bone. That way they know where they stand and they come over and bone.
Yeah. The only thing boneless will be the chicken wings, girl.
That's right. Don't want to get your hand sticky. At least from the wings. All right. That's about all we got, man.
Yeah.
That's it. All right. Let's get out of here. Thank you for listening. Follow us on Twitter at The Megacast. We are the kings of podcasting.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not today, but forever.
I think it's still a solid podcast, just a little more serious.
We got real.
Yeah.
And that's okay. All right. Let's get 10. Here we go.
All right, Mega Family. I will see you later.
See you on the other side.
Woo!
Good luck to you.
You'll be on the blazing cross nation.
Oops.
Metro PCS. Okay, one more time. 3 4G LTE smartphones.